And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Oh, hi, Mum. Come in. Sorry about the mess.
Oh, don't worry. Our house would be a tip without Vicky.
Can't wait until I can afford a cleaner.
I got your text. Is everything all right? Any problems with Mario?
Oh, no. We're fine.
So what have you got to tell me?
Well, it's a bit awkward.
Oh, come on, just tell me straight. I can deal with awkward.
So I went into Carmella's to get my lunch, and she and Vicky were discussing Heather, and they shut up when they saw me, but I heard enough already.
Oh, I hope they didn't mention that she's staying with us. I'm sure Vicky knows better than to compromise my security.
It's worse than that, I'm afraid.
What could be worse than that?
Well, Vicky implied that Heather and Dad might be involved?
Involved? You mean having an affair?
Well, that seemed to be what she was saying, and you have been arguing a lot recently.
Well, I know, but I'm sure your dad would never be unfaithful. He wouldn't risk damaging his reputation at the golf club.
Oh, don't joke, Mum. After what Heather had been through with Nick, maybe she's hitting on Dad because she needs somebody.
Oh, look, I know where this has come from. You see, Heather and Dad have been having lunch together.
What?
She's been cooking lunch at home and inviting him to share.
And he said yes.
Well, he never could resist good food, and I think he feels sorry for her.
So how did you find out?
Oh, it doesn't take a detective. I noticed he wasn't losing weight and challenged him about it.
And he just fessed up?
Of course. I can be quite persuasive, as you know.
And are you sure that that's all there is to it?
Quite sure. He did betray my trust, but he didn't cheat on me.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I can't imagine Dad having an affair, but I thought I ought to tell you, you know, in case people gossip. You know what Huntsford is like.
Oh, I do. Sometimes it feels like there's no one around here I can trust apart from you, darling.
I'll always have your back, Mum.
Oh, thank you.
So what are you going to do about Vicky?
I'm going to have it out with her when she comes round to clean. She's going to regret gossiping about me.
Oh, PC Evans.
Mr. Breen, I need a word. May I come in?
Oh, I'd rather you didn't.
Well, that's fine. I can talk to you out here. As long as you aren't concerned for your privacy.
Well, what's the problem now?
I wanted to check that you have removed all those posters, as I requested.
Yes, I have. And if you don't believe me, check around Huntsford yourself.
No, no, that won't be necessary. I'm sure you have been very thorough. Did you contact the Chief Constable like you said you would?
So, is there anything else? Well, obviously he was very understanding, as I expected he would be. After all, he's a very good friend.
I'm aware of that. But what did he actually say?
Well, he felt we should take the softly-softly approach, without the posters and bide our time.
I see.
He also said he knows Heather comes from a loving home, and it left to herself will realise her mistake and come back to me.
That's what he said?
Well, something like that. I can't remember his exact words.
So I shouldn't be expecting a disciplinary then?
I have nothing more to say to you, PC Evans. Good day.
Fiona, can I have a word?
Please don't tell me you want to go on holiday, Laura.
Chance would be a fine thing. I'm a new mum, remember?
So, what is it?
We're really low on stock again.
There's a delivery coming on Monday.
But we don't have enough to last until then.
Then I'll have to arrange an express delivery at extra cost. Honestly, this place.
But isn't it you who's responsible for ordering the stock?
I did, but demand was obviously higher than expected.
But I thought you monitored stock levels.
I haven't got time to track every bottle of shampoo we sell.
I could help with that, if you like.
No, not you as well. This is my salon and I'll manage it my way.
How about Alison and I just take over the stock ordering for the moment to make life easier for you?
For the last time, I don't need any help.
Alison says we could make a lot more money from our stock if we introduced those gift sets and added some more new lines.
I don't want any new stock.
I was just making a suggestion.
suggest that you focus on your customers and stop meddling in matters that don't concern you.
Fair enough. I know my place.
Hi, Charlotte. Sorry to disturb you while you're working. Do you want me to vacuum in here, or should I just come back later?
The vacuuming can wait, Vicky. I'd like a word, though, if I may.
Okay. What about?
About you and Carmela discussing, in the cafe, the fact that Heather is staying here and implying that she is involved with my husband.
So Sam told you?
Of course she did. What else did you expect?
I wasn't implying anything. Sam must have misheard me. And Carmela already knows that Heather's here.
Yes, but it could easily have been someone else who walked in. Instead of Sam, it could have been a complete stranger.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't think.
Leaving aside the speculation about my marriage, you compromised my security by gossiping about my private business in a public place.
I wasn't gossiping. I was just...
And you would have carried on if Sam hadn't come in.
That's unfair. I'm not a gossip, and as for you, the only person you care about is yourself.
How dare you?
You don't care about Heather's security or her happiness. She's in a really bad place, and you're not helping her.
Apart from giving her the run of my house.
Oh, that's big of you. It's not like you're short of space.
It's more than others are doing.
What Heather needs right now is someone to talk to. And all you do is look down your nose at her.
I do not.
Yes, you do. The bottom line is you think you're better than everyone else.
I don't have to put up with this.
You know what? Neither do I.
Right, who wants a beer?
Cheers, mate. Beer would be great.
Oh, go on then.
There you go. Cheers. Now, you'd better sit down, because I've got some news for you.
Sounds ominous.
Well, depends on what way you look at it.
Come on, mate. Out with it.
Tommy has been acquitted.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
You mean they let him off, just like that?
That's right.
Why? I mean, we all know he did it.
To be fair, none of us know, we suspect, and that's not the same thing.
Oh, but surely it's the court's job to prove it, beyond reasonable doubt or whatever.
Well, they didn't. He got off on a technicality, so I hear.
What does that even mean?
Well, apparently there were some procedural errors in how the evidence was presented.
Say what?
Well, discrepancies in the continuity of the exhibits.
Oh, I still don't get it.
I don't either, to be honest. I'm just repeating what they told me. Well, whatever. All we need to know is that Tommy's coming home.
Which means we have a decision to make.
Exactly. Do we let him rejoin the band?
And get rid of Dicko?
Harshly put, but yeah.
It's not a hard decision as I see it. I mean, Dicko has been so unreliable.
And Tommy's the better drummer.
I agree.
Well, guess you're right. So, are we all saying the same thing?
That we get Tommy back in the band? I think so.
Works for me.
Me too. Now, all we have to do is to get together with Tommy and ask him to rejoin. Assuming he wants to, of course.
Oh, he'll want to. We also need to decide how to break the news to Dicko, though.
Hi, Chantelle. Have you finished for the day?
Not quite. I've got a gap between appointments right now, but my last client's coming in soon for a hot stone massage.
Oh, sounds like you'll need a drink after all that hard work. And I could do with some company. Fancy sharing a bottle of wine over at mine?
Oh, I'm sorry, Fee, but I can't. Not tonight.
Oh, why not? Hot date?
Hardly. I'm meeting Judy Riley in the Red Lion for a drink.
Oh, I met her the other day. Raymond was fawning over her. It was enough to turn your stomach.
She's just moved to Huntsford, from somewhere up north, I think. Runs her own business. Anyway, she came in to get her nails done.
So she's a new client, basically?
Yes, but we got on really well and had a lovely chat. Then she suggested a drink.
And she had to pick tonight, when one of your old friends really needs you.
Alfie, don't be like that. I'll share that bottle of wine with you any other night. And maybe the three of us could go out sometime.
I'm not really up to meeting new people at the moment. You know that.
Well, I'm not going to break my date with Judy. I like to be reliable, as you well know.
I suppose.
Look, here comes my client. I have to go. Keep that bottle chilled and we'll talk another night.
Whatever. Another night in by myself. That's just great.
Season 4, Episode 21 was written by Helen Cooley and 22 Felicity Radcliffe. Sam was played by Chloe Fagan-Webb, Charlotte Tina Yates, Nick Pete Warman, E.C. Evans Jilly Young, Laura Carol Hooper, Fiona Angie Pike, Vicky Elaine Lambdin, Mario Tony Irving, Ryan Brown, and Chantel Becky Zerati. The recording engineers were Tony Irving and Elaine Lambdin. Assistant engineer and gopher, Alex Lambdin. Post-production engineer, Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds, HCR Signed Library and freesound.org. Unsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Unsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.